Good morning, Bob.
Morning.
Get started with Matt.
Hi, Bob. Looks like maybe you guys have made a decision in the backup catcher situation with Austin Allen being optioned.
It means Austin Allen's being optioned right now. I'll have confirmation potentially a little bit later on if we've made a decision on who's made it.
What went into just the decision to send down Austin?
Well, we just got to a point where we knew it would be one of the other two guys. And, you know, some of these guys aren't getting at bats and we're trying to streamline things before we go. So it's just part of that process.
Manolo.
Yeah. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Morning.
Yeah. Bob, a couple of days ago when Jesus pitched, you let us know that he's going to make one more start, but you have not decided if it was going to be a regular Cactus League game or another game. Could you please let us know what was your decision? Because I guess this is Saturday, right?
Yes. He'll pitch whatever the 27th is. That Saturday? Yeah, he'll pitch a sim game, and Puck will start the game, the regular game that day against Texas.
Okay, and the famous question, are you going to share with us the name of your opening day starter?
Not yet. I'll lead with that. I'll lead with that when you don't have to ask me. It'll be in the next couple days, but I'll lead with it.
Thank you.
Martin.
Hey, Bob. Just overall, especially in camp this year with Sean Murphy kind of getting a late start, how important is it to have that depth with Austin Allen and Carlos Perez, and just knowing that you can call upon that if you need that at some point this year?
Yeah, and obviously Garcia too. We're happy with all these guys. So it is nice to have that kind of depth depending what goes on and who makes it. And then early in the season, typically we make some adjustments depending on what we've seen for a while. So you always want depth. And actually we're creating probably more and more depth with guys that have had good camps, whether it's in the rotation, whether it's in the bullpen, and position players as well. I feel better about where we are depth-wise than I did when we first got to camp.
Matt?
What have just been your sort of impressions of Kai, Tom, from the defensive standpoint so far?
You know, it's tough to get a read yet. We really haven't gotten a great read on, you know, him defensively. You see him do his thing, you know, in drills, but until you get some plays during the game that you feel like you have a better evaluation of it, it's tough to. Tomorrow he's going to play center, so you know we'll take a look at that. And usually you get a few more balls out there and how you interact with the other outfielders. But what we've seen so far is fine, and his bats showed up big time.
And how did Pinder look to you at shortstop yesterday and just at shortstop generally this spring?
Yeah, he's been great. I mean, what is it? He's been three starts. Looks good there. I mean, that really is his natural position from what he played in the minor leagues. Now, since then, you know, it's been a while since he did it, you know, quite a bit. But, you know, like we see everywhere, he tends to acclimate pretty quickly as he did in the outfield, second base, third. So he looks good everywhere.
Vince.
Good morning, Bob. Just following up on shortstop, you've been so used to penciling in one name there and staying with that name every day. What's your level of what you think you can get from Alvarez this year? How important is it that potentially the person that would back him up could maybe get a little more playing time than what you've been used to at that spot recently?
Yeah, I mean, going into a season thinking 162 at a position you don't get very often. So, look, a machine can play there. Pinder can play there. Cosma's in camp. He can play there. We have some depth there. It's what we think the workload's going to be for Elvis during the course of the season. And at this point, I would say, you know, we feel pretty good about him every day. I don't know if it's 162. But he's been known to run out there on a consistent basis. And physically, that's kind of the thing we were looking at with the back last year. He looks fine to me this year. So he's going to get a big chunk, you know, maybe not the, DeMarcus type chunk, but he's going to get a big chunk of time there.
And then also, how, I don't know what the reaction is, but seeing Chapman move the way he moves, seeing Lowry play like he hasn't left, is that a sense of relief, knowing that you've, that these guys have cleared some hurdles and they've proven, it seems at least at this point in spring training, that they're certainly good to go, and what that means for you as you make lineup construction decisions and how you want to attack the opposition?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about relief, but, you know, one, we were looking to see how Elvis's back was and how he responded, and he's not even in the training room, basically, except for maintenance stuff. Chapman looks great. Obviously, we were hoping for, you know, to see the same guy, and we have. So, yeah, I feel really good. Jed has surprised me. He's probably the one guy that has surprised me, you know, with the workload that we're getting at second base and how he's looked out there. And, you know, guys on the corners and Elvis is short. And, you know, our defense is still going to be really good in the infield. And that's something we take a lot of pride in.
And one final question on your decisions for that fifth spot in your rotation. What little you had seen in the past of Dalton and what little you knew about Cole Irvin, who both seem to be in competition with AJ.
Correct.
How do you measure the March performance, knowing that it is March and you've had March stories before, but also this is what I have to go on and I have to make decisions based on that as well?
Yeah. I mean, that's all we have to go on. It's, you know, I had great showings in spring sometimes too. And it can fool you, but in certain spots, that's all you have to go on, like you said. So, you know, it's when you have competition at a certain spot, it's going to be about spring training performance. Obviously, there are other things that play into it as well, but it's mostly the performance based, and these guys are performing really well. And Dalton was as good as we've seen him yesterday.
Dom?
Geez, Dad, save some for the rest of us. But the one thing I want to ask about Manaea is last week against Padres, he had the tough command in the first inning and then got to do the roll and the, you know, whatever you want, rule you want to make up and put him back in. Would you try to, obviously he wants to go through all the innings, but what are you seeing from that first inning to the rest of the game that the control got back into his reign? And what do you need to see from Sean today? And what would probably be his last spring training appearance?
No, he's got one more.
Okay.
And really we're just trying to get his pitch count up. So we're in good shape with him. You know, if we have the option to use that rule again and not necessarily just the first inning. I think it could be any inning, which is nice to have, knowing that, you know, similar to a simulated game, you can make sure he gets the proper amount of pitches. Typically, and I've said often, you know, first inning for a starter is usually most vulnerable. It's probably the same down here as it is during the season. And so I was just impressed how he bounced back after that.
And then to follow up on that, so would he start that last day in the actual game on Monday, or would he be in a sim game in the backfields?
No, he's going to start that game.
Okay.
Manolo?
Bob, related to that puck situation, and when he starts this game on Saturday, how important is going to be the amount of pitches he's able to raise to? And that factor you're going to be having to decide the first starter.
Right. It does factor in. You know, we want to have somebody that can at least try to go out there five innings, you know, come opening day or the first time around the rotation. So it's going to be a big start for him to not only perform, but, you know, be economical in his pitches to where he can be out there for a number of innings. Now, if he were to go out there and pitch four innings for us, that would be fine because the next time out, we could up that. So, you know, typically early in the season, we take it a little bit easy on guys, but yeah, it's going to be a big outing for him.
And what are some of the things you have liked this spring from Carlos Perez for him to remain in camp there as a possibility for you as a second catcher?
Yeah, he's just a solid all-around player. You know, he's not flashy, but has a pretty consistent game in that his leadership qualities are outstanding. He catches and throws well. He's actually a guy that, you know, is, I wouldn't say used to, but understands the role of a backup catcher where you don't get to play a lot. And you have to keep yourself ready somehow, not only physically, but mentally. And he's been able to do that in his career. So I've been impressed with him. He's done a nice job for us. He hasn't gotten a ton of at-bats here recently, but he's done a nice job for us.
Matt?
Oh, just to clarify real quick, are there other factors besides health kind of keeping that backup catcher thing open?
No.
Okay. And then how did Rosenthal look to you yesterday in his inning?
He wasn't out there very long. He looked good. We just want to make sure he's healthy through quite a bit in the bullpen. Velo looked good. He's using his change in his slider. So he's kind of, you know, even after a slow start, he's where we want him. And I know physically he came out of it good. If we can get him into another game or two, you know, we should be good.
Alex.
Hey, Bob. Yesterday you mentioned using this last week of camp to potentially look at someone to fill an extra bullpen spot. And I was curious if you anticipate carrying more relievers this regular season than maybe previous seasons, or if you think it'll just be more of the same.
I think it'll be the same. Our roster looks to be 13 and 13. So 13 position players, 13 pitchers, which would mean an 8-man bullpen.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob.